You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and joining me to talk about that is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Everybody loves Omari.
Everybody loves Lisa, too,
aww,
and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. We did something special this week. We went to a home on the west side of Ann Arbor to get a sneak peek of the upcoming West Side Art Hop.
We are here now with Larry and Lucy Nissen in their home, in their beautiful home on the old west side of Ann Arbor. Thanks for having us, folks.
Our pleasure.
It's a really wonderful event for a couple of reasons, clearly. Part of it is that it really highlights artists in our community, and you actually get to meet folks who have art as a part of their daily lives. You know, we're in the Nissen's home, and you see that it's glasses we're drinking out of, it's part of mirrors, it's part of light fixtures, and it's just a really wonderful bit of inspiration, the way that people use the arts in their everyday life, and it just is a part of who they are and what makes them happy.
Yeah, we want people to realize what art can do for you. Art can just, it feeds you. I mean, it really does. And when I'm creating glasses, I'm thinking about creating something that other people can enjoy. So it allows me to make something that I like. And also something I like to give things away. So it's a great gift to give to people.
What inspires you when you're working?
Color. I love color. I love interacting with the glass because at one point the glass is like honey. And then at another time it's real solid, and the way that you interact with the glass is dependent upon me and the glass, and so it's a real collaboration. And I love the fact that to do well, I have to be very focused. I have to be in the moment, or things don't work out well.
So, will your front door just be wide open on Saturday? People just walk in? Do they knock?
Yeah.
Or
they just walk? Well, yes, they just open the door and walk in at our house and others. And actually, weather permitting, we'll be outside in our backyard also. And there'll be signs in front of each venue and balloons so that people know which are venues. Also, if someone arrives at any one of the sites, there will be maps that they can take to guide them to all of the other locations.
You want to walk outside?
Sure, yeah.
We are definitely hoping for good weather because this is amazing out here. Wow.
There are three waterfalls that come down towards the house. There are sculptures. There are the blades of glass that I make, which are like glass that you can put outside in your garden. There are rocks that I've accumulated over the years. There's wood I've accumulated. So this is like an artistic palette that I work on. I'm constantly changing and trying to make it be something that creates extremely positive feelings for me and for the people who are here.
So you won't be surprised when you wake up one morning and I'm sitting out here.
You can use the hammock back by the garage. That's one of my favorite things.
It feels really great out here. As you just said, Lisa, it's really wonderful. Great energy. It's going to be a really wonderful opportunity to get into some spaces and see how people are really using the arts, how people are using art, and to express themselves, to connect with their own environment. It's great stuff.
Yeah, we hear from people. They love the idea of thinking, wow, I could do something different in my backyard. So we like the idea.
Yeah, we hope to inspire other people to do their own thing, to add their own version of art. I'll put that in quotes because it can be anything that touches you, that's beautiful to you, that adds delight to your environment. And we actually have a secret, well, not so secret, desire of wanting Ann Arbor to be filled with all that.
Thank you so much for letting us into your beautiful, inspiring, amazing home.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lucy and Larry Nissen, and Omari, fill us in on all the details.
Lisa won. That was just super fun. I'm really glad we were able to do that.
Yeah, what a great place.
Yes.
What a great couple.
Yes, amazing folks. They're core members of this community that's organizing the West Side Art Hop this Saturday, May 14, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Old West Side neighborhood of Ann Arbor around South 7th and Liberty Streets. The Nissens live at 1227 Lutz Street. I'm sure they wouldn't mind us broadcasting that. So feel free to drop on by their place and many others that will be marked by balloons and flags this weekend. You'll see woodworking, pottery, photography, glass, you name it, they got it.
We have a couple minutes left. Tell us about what else is going on around town. I've seen some things about voting on utility boxes.
Oh, yes. So the Arts Alliance that serves the Ann Arbor area is once again collaborated with the Downtown Development Authority of Ann Arbor and is doing their Power Art Box competition, wrapping the traffic boxes in art from artists from around the area. These boxes are amazing. They light up the streetscape, and the Arts Alliance is really wonderful in giving the community an opportunity to vote on these things. And so between up until May 18, community members will be able to go online at a3arts.org, go to the Michigan Theater, or go to the Ann Arbor District Library downtown and cast a vote for their favorite power box.
Some of the art is amazing.
Yes.
It's so cool to see. So yeah, definitely go and vote, and it'll be a pleasure to see that in our city. Also, something amazing happening in Ypsilanti right now?
Yeah, you know, our friends Nick and Yenizaro at their studio, Chinizaro, on Washington Street, South Washington Street. They are normally like flipping exhibitions and just getting lots of artists in there. Now they have a month-long exhibition in which they've turned their studio into a camera obscura, which basically, think the inside of a camera. So they've turned their studio into a dark room with a small hole that lets the outside in. And you see images from the outside on the inside of their studio. Always really interesting things coming from them. So I'd say definitely check it out. It's running through for the whole month of May.
And none of those pictures are of me. I'm just...
That'd be fine. If you pass by, you might show up. You might show up.
And I am enrolling in the Ann Arbor Arts Center summer program you have coming up.
Yes.
Am I too old
as
for that?
As a child age 5 to 12, Lisa, yes, you do qualify.
Oh, but I'm so excited about what you have happening.
Yeah, you know, our summer camps for young people are really wonderful. We have guest artists that are coming through, like David Zinn doing his chalk drawings.
My favorite.
We have Keith Kapinski, who's doing sculpting action figures with students. And Jersey Drozd is leading a comic book workshop. Hands-on experiences for young people this summer. Absolutely, definitely check it out at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Our website, AnnArborArtsCenter.org, has full details about our summer camps for children.
Omari Rosh, the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, thank you so much for joining us for yet another edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.